time to get him. Oh, what a play. Vera Sierta hustling as best he could up the first base line, but Austin Callahan and Michelle Triana combine on a web gem for the second out of the fifth inning. Now it's Warren Saunders, the second baseman. Struck out against Franco his first time up in the second as time call. But May, in his last nine innings, his last eight appearances, just one earned run on six hits. Two walks and nine strikeouts, a 194 opponent batting average. And that's the pitcher the Reds have expected to see all season long. As Saunders takes high for ball one. Looks like a few specks of rain have started to drop from the sky. 1-0. Saunders off the handle, back towards us. On the press level, it is 1-1. May has been so good for Daytona as of late. Impressive young man. The 1-1 will number foul. Once again off the handle, it is 1-2. Well, been so impressive not only with how he has pitched lately, but he's continued to work on his mastery of the English language. Not as close to fluent as you can be, as a swing and a miss. Slider down into the lefty batter's box for May. Another strikeout from the young right-hander. He's given up just one earned run in his last 10 innings of work, dating back to June the 8th. 1-2-3 go the Mets in the fifth. This is an official ball game as some rain has started to fall here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona a 3-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Well, fitting that Luke Holmes, when it rains, it pours, is leading us back out of break as it has started to rain more significantly here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as we move to the bottom of the fifth. The Mets will make a pitching change. Both teams still out on the field. Planning to get this bottom of the fifth underway. It is the right-hander Trey McLaughlin who has come on for the Mets. McLaughlin already making his third appearance of this series. Has earned the save in his first two outings, once on Friday, getting the last out, facing just one batter. Through two innings in the Mets' win on Monday. McLaughlin, 6'1", 208 pounds, 23 years old from Shelton, Connecticut. 16th round pick of the Mets last year out of Fairfield University in Connecticut. And Jack Rogers, the top of the Daytona lineup, leads off and takes high for ball one. McLaughlin making his 15th appearance of the year, 3-2, a 5.09 ERA, the 1-0. And Rogers sends this one out of play to the left. It is one ball and one strike. McLaughlin, two saves and three tries, 23 hits and 23 innings. Seven walks, 30 strikeouts, a 2.56 opponent average, the 1-1. And that one misses down and in. It is two balls and one strike. Javian Sandridge up and throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. Get you the final lines for some arms today. The 2-1. And Rogers, a laser into center field. Over to his left, Johnson. And reaches high above that royal blue cap for the first out of the fifth inning. Another hard liner by Rogers. Was robbed on a leaping play by Guerrero his last time. This time by Johnson. One away in the fifth inning for Stephen Layton. Layton has lined out to third and struck out today 0-for-2 in game one. Final line for Jace Beck of the Mets. McLaughlin relieved. Breaking ball strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. Beck one inning, no runs, a hit. A walk and a strikeout. 21 pitches, 12 strikes. His first full inning pitched in over a month. As that one in the dirt, it is 1-1. Jose Franco for Daytona, arguably his best start of the season. Four innings, no runs, two hits. Did not walk a batter, struck out a season-high 9. Threw 63 pitches and 43 strikes. He was sublime. The 1-1, and Layton off the hands. Out of play to the right, it is 1-2. Let's take a look around the Reds affiliates. As rain has slowed down, at least for the time being. Here in Daytona Beach, as the ball gets loose from the Tortugas' left field bullpen. It has gone final in Cincinnati. How about the Reds sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays at home with a 10-5 win over Tampa earlier today? The 1-2 pitch, and Layton skies one right center field. Long run back into his left. Johnson, he won't get there. It's over his head. Cut off by Dominguez behind him to his right, but Layton will roll into second base with a one-out double. Ninth double of the season for Stephen Layton. And he's in scoring position with one out for the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin, ground ball to third and a walk today. He is 0-for-1. But the Reds, a 10-5 win today over the Rays, sweeping the series against reigning American League East champions. As O'Gwin sends it back, it is 0-1. Jonathan India, Tortuga alum, along with Tyler Stevenson, each hitting two-run home runs today. India his third, Stevenson his sixth of the season. The 0-1 to O'Gwin. And there is a strike in her half. J.O.G. not thrilled with that call. It's 0-2. India and Stevenson were joined by Albert Almora Jr. as Daytona alums in the lineup. Former St. Lucie Met Matt Reynolds had two hits and a double today. Nick Lodolo struck out 6-5. Dowry Moretta threw two scoreless innings. Tortuga alum Joel Kuhnel pitched as well. And at second, one out. Here's McLaughlin's 0-2 in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher Smith to his left. And Layton reads it well. Will advance to third without a play. Wild pitch on the right-hander McLaughlin allows Layton to scoot up to third base. But Alexis Diaz making his return once again. A scoreless inning. Two strikeouts for him today. The Reds taking all three. What a week it was for the Reds as O'Gwin fouls it off. It's 1-2. Four walk-off victories for the Reds in the last week, including becoming just the 23rd team in Major League history to win a game on a walk-off balk. I want to say that was Friday night against Tampa, not last night. Layton at third, the 1-2 pitch, and O'Gwin sends this one towards the Daytona dugout. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Daytona a 3-0 lead. All three runs scored on wild pitches in the second. McLaughlin above the letter is the 1-2 pitch. This is soft ground ball to third. Holding at third is Layton. Guerrero fields and makes the throw across in time. And Layton will continue to stay put, two away in the fifth inning. So Layton remains at third, two out. And now it is Michelle Triana, who has popped up to short and flied out to right today, 0 for 2. But AAA Louisville playing this afternoon against the St. Paul Saints, Twins Farm Club. Louisville a 5-4 winner as Triana takes that one low for ball one. Ronnie Dawson, a solo home run for the Bats, his eighth of the year. Jose Barrero, Stuart Fairchild, Mark Colesberry, Lorenzo Cedrola. The Daytona alums in the AAA lineup today, the 1-0. And Triana takes low. It is two balls and no strikes. Jose Barrero was 1-for-4 with a double. Mark Colesberry also had a couple hits and an RBI. Righty offers, and Triana a drive out to right. Dominguez can't find it, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the wall. It didn't leave the ballpark. It's still, or no, it is. The base umpire says it's a home run. I don't know what it hit off if it came back onto the field of play. The base umpire ruled a home run. The throw came into third base. Triana dove in, and now Michelle gets up and continues his trot. Robbie Robinson, the Mets manager, out to argue. Dominguez never saw it or thought that ball was far gone. Just stood there and looked around towards the right field fence. It looked like it hit off the top of the wall and stayed in. It bounced off the white Help Transform Lives signage out in straightaway right field, the LabCorp sign. I don't think that one went out. The base umpire, Nelson Fraley, called it a home run before Triana got to second base. Now the two umpires converging. Leighton assuredly will score the run and make it a 4-0 game. So at the very least, Triana will get credit with his 28th RBI. And now becomes the question of what do the umpires do here? Do they keep it as a home run? Daniel Johnson has come all the way in from center field, is standing behind the pitcher's mound to try and yell out to the umpires what he saw happen. Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder, is still standing in straightaway right field. And I'm not sure what the umpires should do or what is the correct decision here. Do they give Triana third base and a triple? Do they give him a double? Do they rule him out at third base? Do they just give him the home run? As it stands, it's a two-run home run for Michelle Triana. His sixth of the year, RBI is 28 and 29, and Daytona has a 5-0 lead. But we'll see what the call is, and they're going to change something, I imagine, because Nelson Fraley just asked Cookie Dawkins to come out of the third base dugout. Lenny Harris was pointing at him coming down from the third base dugout relatively demonstratively, but Lenny has moved back to his spot. He seems fine. And I think they're going to send Triana back to third base. And Dawkins not happy about it, saying that the call on the field was a home run and so it should stay that way. But I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I'm pretty confident that ball did not leave this ballpark. Dawkins, I can understand, upset. Saying it's different, saying that your call, why wouldn't you stick with it, has been sort of what I've been able to pick up from our vantage point here high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Now Dawkins giving it to Garrett Griffin, who I'm sure was part of that. Well, definitely was part of the conversation with the change. Dawkins still arguing. So Triana will get credit for a triple. It will not be a home run for the 22-year-old out of Cuba. It'll be his fourth triple of the year. Ties him with Leighton for the team lead. He'll get credit for his 28th RBI. Daytona has a 4-0 fifth inning lead. But Cookie Dawkins clearly letting this umpiring crew know that he thinks it should still be 5-0. So Triana has regained his helmet. Will head out to third base. And a chorus of boos rain out from the Daytona Beach faithful. You feel bad for Nelson Fraley because he missed the call live. but coming from an unbiased or as unbiased as humanly possible point of view, I have to say I think that was the right decision. I don't think that ball left the ballpark. And it didn't help that it bounced off a bright white sign with the white baseball. As Austin Callahan takes low for ball one, did he go? No, he did not, says Fraley. It is 1-0. Callahan singled and scored in the second, flied out to center his last time. So Triana falls a base shy of the home run. Cal 1-0, and Callahan stings one on the ground at first. Fielded behind the bag by Barisierta, will take it to the square himself to end the inning. And the Daytona fans letting Griffin and Fraley hear it as Daytona believes they were jobbed by a run. Tortugas, though, get another tally on two hits at the end of five. 4-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park Night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Well, that was a, let's call it adventurous, bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona picks up a run on a ball that Tortugas thought was a home run, but it looked to have stayed in the ballpark, ended up going as a triple. So instead of a two-run inning, it's a one-run frame as Javian Sandridge comes out of the bullpen to make his first appearance in this series. And his first pitch fastball is high for ball one. Sandridge, 6'3", 235 pounds, 23 years old, from Hagerstown, Maryland. Signed by the Reds as a free agent last July. And Javian steps off. Brady Smith struck out his first time. 9-1 and 2-2 up for the Mets in the inning. As Sandridge misses low, it is 2-0. Javian making his 15th appearance, 0-1, a 1.71 ERA. Three saves, 12 hits in 21 innings, 15 walks, 38 strikeouts. And that breaking ball misses high for ball three. Opponents hitting a buck 54. Off Javian entering play here on Sunday. Lefty from the third base side, the 3-0 pitch. And there is a strike at the knees. It is 3-1. Sandridge pitching for the first time since last Sunday in Palm Beach, struck out a career-high tying six. Did give up a run in three innings. The 3-1, inside ball four. So Brady Smith earns a leadoff walk, first base runner the Mets have had since the second inning. Ends the streak of 10 in a row, retired by Franco and May. And back to the top of the order, and the rehabber Daniel Johnson has singled to right and grounded out. He is 1-for-2. Sandridge been phenomenal for Daytona this season. Get to the final line for Luis May in a second. Lefty on lefty, first pitch outside. It is 1-0. Luis May, one scoreless inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. 11 pitches, 9 strikes. A 1-0 from Sandridge. There's a strike. Breaking ball in there. It is 1-1. Sandridge Dating back to May the 14th. That one high. Up and in, it is 2-1. 28 strikeouts and 14 and a third innings. He's given up just two earned runs in those eight appearances. Smith leads off first, the 2-1. And Johnson hits a high fly ball right field line. Running to his left is Rogers by the warning track. And this one on top of the Bud bullpen. And out of play, a foul ball. It's 2-2. Talk about newspaper stories. Our good buddy Chris Vinyl from the Daytona Beach News Journal was out here on Thursday talking to Javian. And he'll have a feature story in the News Journal coming up rather shortly. Javian, one of the more unique stories I've ever seen in all my years watching baseball, learning about baseball, studying baseball. Played 2 years in the Orioles system and then pitched a year in college. A 2-2 pitch down and away. It's a full count. A little known rule that says you have to hit certain stipulations, but you can play D2, D3, or NAIA college ball. After playing in the minors, you just have to subtract the amount of years you played in pro ball, as that up and in for ball four. Well, Sandridge has walked the first two men he has faced tonight. And the Mets have the tying run on deck with nobody out for the DH, JT Riddle. Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout. He'll have a conversation with Sandridge as he has struggled to find the zone here today. One of the other big caveats for Javian in this stretch since the middle of May. Just seven walks in those 14 and a third innings. Compare that to his first six outings where he walked 8 6 2/3 frames. But has had trouble finding the zone here to start his outing today. And now JT Riddle, who has struck out two times today. Riddle, lefty batter against the lefty. And Sandridge, first pitch, is across at 92 with a fastball. It's 0-1. Sandridge. Fans, Zach Love out on his front right leg as he gets the sign. Here's the 0-1. And that one runs high at 93. It is one ball and one strike. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliates. We started in the last half inning. Now the 1-1. And Riddle fouls off the heater at 95. It is 1-2. Double A Chattanooga still in action. Taking on the Rocket City Trash Pandas Angels affiliate. Chattanooga a 2-1 lead. Ivan Johnson has an RBI single, his 14th of the year, former Tortuga. 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Top bottom breaking ball down and in. And he strikes out the big leaguer JT Riddle for the first out of the sixth inning. One away for Junior Tillian. Power bat has struck out twice today as well. Alex McGarry in the lineup along with Alan Cerda. With Johnson as Daytona alums, as Tillian late on the heater at 95, it's 0-1. Eduardo Salazar has struck out five, giving up one run over six innings for the Lookouts. The 0-1, Tillian another wave and a miss at 95, it's 0-2. IA Dayton falling earlier today to the West Michigan Whitecaps, Tigers affiliate. Ruben Ibarra had an RBI in that one. As Tillian snatches a piece to stay alive, it stays 0-2. Two on, one out. Top of the sixth, Daytona a 4-0 lead here in game one of our doubleheader. So we reach the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. The 0-2 pitch struck him out. Off speed, down and away at 83. And Sandridge has come back with back-to-back Ks. Two out in the sixth for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos, couple of ground balls to short tonight. Ashton Creel, Ellie De La Cruz, the aforementioned Ibarra, Garrett Woolforth, Justice Thompson, the lone, or not the lone, but the Daytona alums in the lineup today for High A, as there's a strike inside at 95. It's 0-1. Joe Boyle struck out 10 over 5 innings. He now has 101 strikeouts for the Dragons this year. He's done it in 60-some-odd innings. Manuel Cashew and James Marinan came on in relief. The 0-1, down and in, blocked by Astudillo, can't find it, it rolls to his left, and everyone moves up 90 feet. To third goes Smith, to second, Johnson on the wild pitch. And the Mets now with two men in scoring position, with two out and a 1-1 count on one of their top hitters. Arizona Complex League, Dominican Summer League, each have the day off for the Reds today. Sandridge the 1-1, and a late swing on a fastball sailing high at 96. It's 1-2. And Sandridge now a strike away from getting out of Dodge. The 1-2. This one a soft ground ball on the hole at short. Fielded by Leighton in and to his right. Sidearm throw on the move. In time to get the speedy De Los Santos. And Sandridge, an excellent job to get out of trouble in the inning. Walked the first two batters, but then back-to-back K's and a ground out. Through 5.5, Daytona, a 4-0 lead in game one on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hayden Jones to lead off against Trey McLaughlin in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tortugas looking to add to a 4-0 lead. And Hayden Jones out in front of the first pitch. It is 0-1. Jones, Astudillo, Castro, 6-7, 8-2 up in the inning. Hayden has walked and struck out and scored one of Daytona's four runs tonight. The 0-1. Jones taps this one to the right. It is 0-2. Fans reminder, after the final out of game one, we'll have about a 30 to 40 minute break. And then we'll have game two. Jeffrey Colon expected to go up against Chase Petty. The 0-2 pitch, and Jones off the end of the bat into right. To his right and back a few steps, Dominguez, and with the sunglasses on, makes the play for the first out. One away in the sixth inning brings up the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo, has singled and walked today here in game one, has also scored a run. Barcelona, Venezuela. Third baseman Guerrera in and off the line by a bunch. And Astudillo attacks the first pitch and hits a grounder to second. Easy play for Saunders. Doesn't have to move very much at all. And the play on to first, two out. Mets will have 5, 6, and 7 due up against Sandridge in the seventh and final inning of regulation here in game one. Fidel Castro singled to left his last time, 1-for-2 in the opener. Has been solid since the rocky start in Daytona Beach. Can't hold up on the off-speed down at 83. It's 0-1. Entered play today, hitting 258 since picking up his first hit with an OPS of 816. 0-1. Castro fouls it off his back leg, and McLaughlin quickly ahead 0-2. Fidel's been great here in July. 8-for-25 entering play today. Make it 9-for-27 with how today has started. McLaughlin looking for a 1-2-3 seventh inning, or rather sixth inning. And he gets it as Castro chases the breaking ball in the dirt. Fielded by Smith up along the third base line. And he'll throw on to Barrasierta at first to complete the strikeout and end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the sixth. McLaughlin needed seven pitches. Tortuga is trying to close out a shutout win. JV and Sandridge back to work. 4-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Javian Sandridge struck out a couple in the sixth. Back to work to try and finish it off in the seventh. Carlos Dominguez, Justin Guerrera, Raul Barrasierta, the three due up. And the first pitch of Dominguez down by the shins. It is 1-0. Dominguez has struck out both times tonight. He is 0-for-2. Daytona, four runs, five hits, no errors. They have left four. 1-0. And Dominguez laid on that fastball away at 94. It is 1-1. The Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left four as well. At the belt, the 1-1. And Dominguez swings through that heater away at 93. It is one ball and two strikes. Tortugas in the home whites, Mets in the road grays as Dominguez asks for and is granted time. Righty ready. So is the lefty on the hill. And that breaking ball drops down. Dominguez lays off. It's 2-2. Light still on here at the stadium. But after that brief rain spell, sun has peered back out from betwixt the clouds. And illuminating the playing surface here at the Jack. Javian's 2-2. Dominguez, a high fly ball, right side of the infield. Triana calling for it behind the first base bag. Just a smidge in fair territory. Maybe about a pinky toe in fair territory behind first. Makes the catch. One away in the seventh inning. brings up the third baseman, Justin Guerrera. Struck out twice today, 0 for 2. Daytona's pitching staff, 13 strikeouts today in 6 1/3 innings. Lefty against righty, and his first pitch, Guerrera pops it up. Once again in the infield, Triano once more calling for it up along the first base side and foul ground by a step or two while skirting along the warning track, or with the would-be dirt of the base path to be correct. And the Tortugas one out away from a game one victory. It'll be Raul Barrasierta, 1 for 2 with a base hit as the last line of defense. Barrasierta been red hot, 7 for 14 in this series with 3 extra base hits, including today. Has hits in 8 of his last 9 games, trying to spark a 2-out rally. And the first pitch looking ugly on that swing. Down and in with a slider, it's 0-1. Sandridge, as we said, one of the great stories in baseball, but an even better person to boot. The 0-1. Barrasierta grounds one towards the Daytona auxiliary bench, and Daytona is now 1 strike away. Lefty working from the third base side, gets the one he wants. The 0-2, struck him out. Fastball up at 94, and you can celebrate Daytona's 7th shutout win of the season. Jose Franco, Luis May, and Javian Sandridge combine on a 2-hit, 14-strikeout shutout of the St. Lucie Mets. Your final in game one, the Tortugas 4, and the Mets nothing. Looking at maybe a 7:15, 7:25 first pitch in game two. But Daytona, rather, a 6:15 or 6:35 first pitch in game two. Math was never my strong point. I can't add numbers. But I can add this. Daytona 3 in the second, 1 in the fifth. A 2-hit shutout as they win game one 4-0. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a 3-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the 3-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Some great pitching from Daytona in Game 1 as Jose Franco, Luis May, and Javian Sandridge combine on a 14 strikeout, two-hit shutout as the Daytona Tortugas snap their brief two-game slide and will force a de facto rubber match of this series in Game 2. Daytona with a win will split the series. The Mets with a win will win the series against Daytona. But let's take you through the game that was in Game 1. We were delayed about 15 minutes or so at the start, originally scheduled to start at 3:35. Got underway closer to 3:55, 3:54 our official start time. So about a 19-minute delay at the start this afternoon. And it was a scoreless game going into the bottom of the second inning. The Mets took out their starter, Franklin Sanchez, who came off the IL yesterday after one inning, only one scheduled inning for him. They brought in Robert Colina for the bottom of the second inning, and after Michelle Traiana popped up to short to start the frame, Austin Callahan singled to center, stole second base. After Hayden Jones walked, Wilfred Astudillo dunked a single into left center field to load the bases. Daytona would not get another base hit the rest of the inning, but all three runs scored. Two wild pitches with Fidel Castro at the plate made it 2-0. A third with Luis Chevalier at the dish made it a 3-0 game. And it stayed that way until the bottom of the fifth. Another play that was quite interesting in this contest. With one out, Stephen Leighton doubled to right center field, advanced to third on a wild pitch. After he was forced to stay put on a ground out to third with one out, Michelle Triana clubbed a 2-0 offering well over the right fielder's head. Carlos Dominguez never even ran after it, just turned and watched. The ball was ruled a home run, but it looked like it bounced off the wall and stayed in the field of play on the warning track out in right field. Well, the base umpire, Nelson Fraley, ruled it a home run. The ball was thrown into third base. Triana slid in, then got up and finished his trot. Both umpires gathered in front of the plate, determined the ball did not leave the ballpark. Triana was awarded third base. So instead of a two-run home run, it was an RBI triple to make it a 4-0 game. Cookie Dawkins came out to argue to no avail, as Austin Callahan unfortunately could not bring in Triana on a ground out to first. However, that proved to be no issue for Daytona the rest of the way. The Mets put a couple of men aboard to start the sixth on back-to-back walks, but consecutive strikeouts and a ground ball to short ended that inning. And then Sandridge in the seventh, three easy outs as Daytona takes Game 1 by a final of 4-0, their seventh shutout win of the season. Winning pitcher Luis May threw a scoreless fifth inning, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Jose Franco was great to start, four innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, struck out a season-high nine. Javian Sandridge, also in relief, was fantastic. Two innings, no runs, no hits. Walked the first two guys he faced, but then struck out three. Robert Colina suffers the loss. He drops to 0-4, gave up three runs on two hits in two-thirds of an inning, two walks, and one strikeout. Final line score in Game 1. Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. They left four. Daytona, four runs, five hits, no errors. They left four. Final time of the game, 1 hour and 47 minutes. We'll have our official attendance for you after the conclusion of Game 2. Take you through what happened in the FSL here on this Saturday. Hammerheads took Game 1, or took the final game of their series, I should say, against the Cardinals 7-4. Clearwater, a 5-3 winner over the Blue Jays. Bradenton defeating Lakeland 7-6, and Fort Myers and Tampa were washed out today due to wet grounds at George M. Steinbrenner Field. That's where Daytona will be on Tuesday. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, Reds completing a sweep against the reigning AL East champion Rays, a 10-5 victory earlier today. The Louisville Bats, a 5-4 winner over the St. Paul Saints. Twins affiliate Double A Chattanooga leading the Rocket City Trash Pandas 2-1. Bottom of the eighth inning against the Angels affiliate. High A Dayton, a 4-1 loss to the West Michigan Whitecaps earlier today. Joe Boyle, Tortuga alum, reaching the 100 strikeout plateau for the season. ACL and DSL clubs had the day off. As for Major League Baseball here on this Sunday, as we are about 10-6 here in the East. Orioles sweep the Angels 9-5. Baltimore, believe it or not, just a game under 500 as we head to July the 11th tomorrow. Braves walk off the Nationals 4-3 in 12 innings. The Mets falling in 10 at home to the Marlins 2-0. The Royals a 5-1 winner over the Guardians earlier today as well. The White Sox doubling up the Tigers by a score of 4-2. Elsewhere in the majors today, Pirates defeat the Brewers in Milwaukee by a final of 8-6. Cardinals eke out a one-run win against the Phillies 4-3. It has just gone final in Texas. Twins defeating the Rangers 6-5. Astros in the top of the seventh, leading the A's in Oakland 2-0. Diamondbacks up 2-0 on the Rockies, top seven in Arizona. Bottom of the third in Los Angeles, a slugfest. Cubs leading the Dodgers 8-5. End of five in San Diego. The Giants up a touchdown and a two-point conversion on the Padres 8-0. Blue Jays a 4-3 lead on the Mariners in the top of the sixth. And coming up in about an hour or so from Fenway Park, 7:08 scheduled start time will be Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox and Jameson Taillon, former Bradenton Marauder, for the New York Yankees. Game two coming up in about 40 minutes or so, 6:30 scheduled start time for game number two. Chase Petty expected to get the ball for Daytona. We have Daytona's lineup waiting on the St. Lucie Mets for the time being, but we'll step aside for a moment as we get things squared away for game two when we come back. A little bit earlier this season, we had a chance to sit down with the man that closed out game one of today's doubleheader, Javian Sandridge. We talked about his amazing story from high school in Pennsylvania to pro ball in the Orioles organization to college ball in Boca Raton, all the way to his chance here with the Reds organization and in Daytona Beach. The former UCF commit will join us next. We'll also begin procuring our lineups for game two. Daytona takes the opener 4-0. Game two coming up in a little less than 40 minutes, 6:30. Scheduled start time for the nightcap. Don't go anywhere on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas relief aces. That is the Southpaw, Javian Soundridge. Javian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. About a month or so now into this season, how have you enjoyed yourself down here in Daytona Beach?
Oh, for sure. It's been awesome out here. And, you know, just being out here in this atmosphere, being by the beach, you know, it's been a great experience so far.
You got a great group of players with you, great group of pitchers that you work with, great staff, coaching staff, support staff. What's it like getting to come to the ballpark every day with a group of people? It seems like you and your teammates enjoy being around one another every day.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better. You know what I mean? This is what we work for. You know what I mean? To be able to come out here and get better every day and play a game, you know, for a living. So I think we all just try to make the best of it each and every day, you know.
Now you're unique. You're the only left-hander on the entire pitching staff. Does anyone ever give you some grief about being the only lefty on the staff?
I wouldn't say grief. No, I would say that, you know, it's hard to not notice, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of the work that we do and a lot of the techniques that we talk about are catered to right-handers, and they usually let me know, you know, that I'm the odd one out.
You're off to a marvelous start here in your first season in Daytona Beach. You've been trusted in a lot of late-game situations, have a couple saves already. What does it mean to you, you know,
been in the organization for a short period of time to know that Todd, Gookie, and your entire staff trust you in those late game spots to finish off ball games?
I mean, that means a lot, honestly. You know, I definitely appreciate being able to give them that opportunity. And, you know, like I said, like this is what I've been working for. You know what I mean? And it doesn't get any bigger than that. You know, being able to close a game, being able to go out there and have the fans the most rowdy they've been all night. You know what I mean? That it's just really a great feeling. And then, you know, to perform and do well, that usually makes it a better night, you know.
It's always a wonderful time when you're going out there pitching. You've got, you know, thousands of screaming fans cheering for you. I know last year in the Arizona Complex League, you're really not playing in front of a whole lot of people. Sure. So what's it been like for you this season getting to come out into your home ballpark and have so many people behind you every time you're throwing a pitch?
It's been awesome. It's been really awesome. I mean, for the past 4 years, I've been playing on backfields and, you know, just really craving this feeling, you know what I mean? That adrenaline, that ability to just lock in and be able to go. And, you know, and even though there's a lot of fans out there, whenever you're in that zone, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, you get into that mindset that, you know, this is what matters, you know what I mean? And it's been awesome.
What's it like for you as well when you get that final out and having the entire team come out there and sort of, seems like more often than not, they're sort of bum rushing you to celebrate with you.
For sure. I mean, that's honestly what I've been praying for. You know what I mean? I think that experience, that opportunity to just give praise, you know, I always put my hand up in there just because I think that's important for me. Like, I prayed to be able to have fans screaming my name and show them why I'm able to do what I do, and that's because of my Lord and Savior, you know. So it's an awesome opportunity.
You've had a long, arduous journey to get here to Daytona Beach. You were originally drafted by the Orioles out of high school, were released during the pandemic, and ended up pitching at Lynn University last year at Tampa. So what was that like getting to, you know, being in pro ball, unfortunately getting released during the pandemic, and how did you find out that you were still able to pitch a little bit in college before the Reds came calling?
Honestly, that whole experience, it was really humbling, you know what I mean? And I think that, you know, it was a difficult decision right when I got released because, you know, my pride was hurt, you know what I mean? To say that, you know, I didn't go to college and I made this decision to go play pro ball, and then for it to be taken away from me, that was something that I had to overcome. And luckily, I have a really strong support system. I have a lot of people that, you know, gave me a lot of guidance through that time. And that was definitely one of the hardest times, one of the best learning experiences I've had, because, you know, I was able to understand that even though the situation isn't what I wanted, even though that the path that I thought isn't exactly what it's going to be, you know, I was able to overcome that and going to school. And, you know, that experience being at Lynn University, it was truthfully one of the best experiences in my life, just because I was able to meet a lot of people. I was able to, you know, really understand what it's, you know, what it's like to be a professional baseball player, because I had to take that step back and realize that, you know, it means more than I was putting into it, you know.
Not many people know that you can pitch a little bit in minor league baseball and be able to go back and play in college. So how did Lynn University get connected to you, and when did you find out? Did you know that was something that could happen?
Actually, I didn't know, but I as soon as I got released, I had a, you know, family friend who helped me out through the process of getting drafted reach out to me, and he told me, hey, this might be possible. And it took me a few months to get all the information together and to reach out to a lot of people. And, you know, even like I said, even when I did get that information, it was still a difficult decision. But speaking with Coach Garbalosa from Lynn University, he was really a great person who helped me out so much that I owe him so much, and I, you know, I'm really grateful for the experience that I had there with him, just because, you know, he told me that he had other people who had done the process before, and every other school that I spoke to didn't really understand the process. So, you know, Coach Garbalosa, I got to give him a big shout out for, you know, the opportunity that he gave me.
You put in all that work, you go through that humbling experience of being released and having to sort of find yourself again, and then after the college season is over, mm-hmm. the Cincinnati Reds come calling and offer you a contract to get back into pro baseball. What was that moment like for you to know all that hard work that you put in over the last year plus and the crazy time across the world that, you know, you're back where you're supposed to be?
That moment is something I'll never forget. You know, me and my family were actually driving to summer ball and to Connecticut, you know, from Maryland. So we were all on the road. That was going to be the first time that my family seen me pitch since high school. And that was when I got the call. And I was driving, and my family was in a separate car. So I called them, broke down in tears. Man, it was, like I said, it's something I'll never forget, you know.
And now here you are in Daytona Beach, at an affiliate, and during this series here against Jupiter, you've had family out here getting a chance to watch you pitch. Your son got a chance to watch you pitch for the first time on a fantastic ball game. Got to see you close out a victory. What was that like for you after all that you've been through to share this moment, to share this week and this time with your family and your son?
That experience was awesome. You know, I truly believe that everything that happens for a purpose, and everything that happened that night lined up perfectly. You know, my son being out here, you know, having the opportunity to go and close a game and fans cheering, and they put him up on the big screen 5 minutes before I went into the game, and it was truly a blessing, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we're certainly blessed to have Javian here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. It's been such a pleasure to watch you so far this season. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Justin.
Next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone. Get them on the table. Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. About 5 minutes or so away from the start of game two. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the nightcap after Daytona shut out the Mets in game one by a score of 4-0. First for the visiting St. Lucie Mets, put together by their manager, Robbie Robinson. Omar De Los Santos leads off in center field. Junior Tillian is the shortstop batting in the two spot. Justin Guerrero will be at third, hitting third. Raul Barra-Cierta makes his first start of the year in the outfield. He'll clean up in right field. Juan Loyo is behind the plate in the five hole. Warren Saunders bats sixth at second base. Eduardo Salazar is in the seven hole playing left field. Brady Smith will DH and bat eighth, with Gregory Guerrero making his return to the St. Lucie Mets roster. He'll bat ninth and be at first base, with the righty Jeffrey Colon scheduled to be on the mound. As for Daytona, their starting lineup here in game two, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins. Jack Rogers will get the start in left field here in game two. He'll lead off. Stephen Layton bats second at second. Austin Callahan will start at third, hitting third. Michelle Triana tripled and drove in a run in game one. He'll clean up as the DH. Fidel Castro bats fifth in right field. Michael Troutwine is behind the plate, hitting sixth. Yasiel Pino returns to the order. He'll bat seventh at first base. Rafael Franco, center fielder in the eighth spot. And Ilvin Fernandez, shortstop, hits ninth, with the right-hander Chase Petty scheduled to be on the mound. Sun still shining. Gilbert Gomez and Jeffrey Sierra with the umpires Garrett Griffin and Nelson Fraley exchanging the lineup cards. 87 degrees right now here at Daytona Beach. 95 the real feel according to weatherbug.com. American flag out at center at a relative standstill, draped off towards the right field side of the pole. Only 6 mile per hour wind gusts to the west at the moment. Have had some rain off and on throughout the course of the day. Most of it has come since or before the game got underway at 3:54 Eastern time. Did have some rain in the middle of game one, but nothing to pause the contest or stop us from moving along. We'll talk about this throughout the course of game two, but Major League Baseball announcing this afternoon the full All-Star rosters for the Midsummer Classic coming up in a little less than 2 weeks now. Quite a few former Daytona Cubs have been named to the All-Star game, including Wilson Contreras and Kyle Schwarber, who was named to his first ever All-Star selection. And now Daytona will take the field. We'll step aside for a quick second. When we come back, first pitch, Daytona and St. Lucie. Game two of our doubleheader. Daytona looking for a twin bill sweep. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Chase Petty warming up on the mound, ready to make his second appearance of this series. Another quick look at the Mets lineup. De Los Santos, Tillian, and Guerrero, the top of the order. Barra-Cierta, Loyo, and Saunders, the meat of the order. Salazar, Smith, and Guerrero making up 7, 8, and 9. Chase Petty, Jersey boy, will get the start for Daytona in game two. Petty standing at 6'1", 190 pounds. 19 years old from Summers Point, New Jersey, acquired by the Reds in a trade with the Twins back in March in exchange for former All-Star Sonny Gray. Petty has been phenomenal in his first full pro season, making his 16th appearance, his team-leading 11th start, 0-3 A 3.38 ERA, 48 hits allowed in 56 innings, 18 walks, 54 strikeouts, and a 2.34 opponent average entering play today. Omar De Los Santos will lead off for the Mets here in Game 2. He was 0 for 3 in the opener. De Los Santos, after Game 1, coming into this one, hitting 271 in 68 games. Petty ready. So is De Los Santos' first pitch is hit in the air to left. Back into his right, Rogers. He'll slow down in front of the warning track. Bends his knees a tad to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in Game 2. Brings up the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian, 0 for 3, struck out all three times against Daytona pitching in the opener. As Petty's first pitch is hit on the ground at third. Callahan fields behind the bag, overhand throw into the sunlight in time. Two pitches, two outs here in Game number 2. Brings up the third baseman, Justin Guerrera. Guerrera also 0 for 3 in the opener, struck out twice, hitting 212 in 49 games. 35 for 165 in St. Lucie. 13 extra base hits, 6 homers, 25 RBIs, and there's a strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Petty took the loss in his start against the Mets back on Monday as a filthy slider has Guerrera lunging. It's 0-2. Petty gave up 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings, walked 2, struck out 6, tied a career high with K's. Through 73 pitches and 49 strikes. From the windup, Petty's 0-2. Struck him out. Slider away. And Petty strikes out Guerrera to end the inning. A 5 toss. 1-2-3, top of the first. We head to the bottom of the opening frame. Mets nothing. Here come your Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jeffrey Colon on the mound for the Mets here in Game 2. Let's take a quick look at Daytona's lineup once more. Rogers, Leighton, Callahan to get it started. Triana, Castro, Troutwine, the meat of the order. Pino, Rafael, Franco, and Fernandez make up 7, 8, and 9. Colon, his second appearance of the series, his first start. 6'1", 194 pounds, 22 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Mets back in 2017. Colon making his 8th appearance and 3rd start. 1-0, a 3.16 ERA. Jack Rogers to lead off was 0 for 3 with a strikeout in Game 1. And the first pitch to the lefty hitter is outside for ball 1. Rogers, after the opener, hitting 274 in Daytona, has 18 extra base hits, 4 homers, 21 RBIs. Colon from the third base side, the 1-0. And Rogers swings through that offering down at 88. It is 1-1. Colon, one save out of the bullpen. 25 hits allowed in 25 and two-thirds innings. 5 walks, 32 strikeouts. A 248 opponent average. The 1-1. And Rogers takes down and in. Count 2-1. Colon had one of his best outings, not just of the season, but of his career. In relief of Tony DeBrell back on Monday night. DeBrell unfortunately removed from his rehab stint and reinstated on the 60-day IL for the Mets. As Rogers takes a strike, bottom of the zone, it's 2-2. Colon's first decision of the year, went 5 1/3 shutout innings. Two hits, a walk, and a career-high 8 strikeouts. Here's his 2-2, and Rogers takes down and in. It's a full count. Behind the plate here in game two, it is Nelson Fraley. Garrett Griffin is on the bases. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Slider underneath the hands. And Colon picks up where he left off on Monday night. Strikes out the first man he faces. One away for Stephen Layton. Layton doubled and scored a run in game one. It was 1-for-3. Hitting 250 in 42 games. Now with 19 extra base hits, 6 homers, and 21 RBIs. Righty batter, first pitch. And Colon finds the outside corner. It's 0-1. Sun shining here in Daytona as we inch closer to the 7 o'clock hour. The 0-1 and Layton with a soft ground ball foul towards the third base coach's box. It's 0-2. 87 degrees right now. Feels like 95 here in Daytona. We have had some precip in the area today, but all is clear for the time being. The 0-2, and Layton bounces it off the plate. Off to the left, it stays at no balls and 2 strikes. Layton, after game one, 6-for-20 in this series, with 3 of those 6 hits going for doubles. The 0-2, and another foul ball up the left field line. Layton has hits in 8 of his last 9 games, dating back to the 29th of June. 10 for his last 38, including game one. That is a .263 average. Does have 2 home runs and 6 extra base hits in that span. Another 0-2 pitch and another foul ball off the hands. Layton in his second season with Daytona. He's already matched his home run total from last year. And about half the games. And half the plate appearances. The 0-2. And another foul ball. Fifth straight in the at-bat for Layton. And his fourth with 2 strikes. We have a baseball trade. It's just gone through the wire a few seconds ago. And involves a former New York Met. As Layton takes up and in, it is 1-2. Next pitch will be the 8th of this at-bat. But Dave O'Brien of The Athletic covers the Atlanta Braves, have announced that the Braves have acquired Robinson Cano from the San Diego Padres. 1-2. Oh, and it hit him. Caught him just to the left of the one on the back of that neon green jersey. And after Layton fouled off 5 straight pitches, sees a ball, and then is plunked to be the first man to reach here in game two. So Layton aboard brings up Austin Callahan. Callahan had that ringing double off Jacob DeGrom on Friday night. Callahan in game one, 1-for-3, scored a run. And Daytona hitting .261 in 22 games. 7 doubles, a homer, and 10 RBIs. Native of Fremont, Nebraska. Righty against lefty, runner goes on the first pitch, swing and a miss by Callahan, and Loyo lost the handle of it as he raised his right arm to throw. Stolen base for Stephen Layton. And he's in scoring position with 1 out. Stephen with his 2nd stolen base of the year. Colon already up at 15 pitches in the inning. Here's number 16. And Austin takes down and away. It is 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Colon in game 2. Left to right in the outfield, Eduardo Salazar. Omar De Los Santos and Raul Berrascierta making his first start in the outfield since the final game of last year with the Brooklyn Cyclones. The 1-1. Down and in, it is 2-1. Third to first in the infield, Justin Guerrera, Junior Tillian, Warren Saunders, and Gregory Guerrero, with Juan Loyo doing the catching behind the plate. Colon with a cross step towards third as he gets the sign. The 2-1 to Callahan. And a swing and a miss, 93, dipping away with sinking action. It is two balls and two strikes. Colon, predominantly fastball slider changeup. Throws that slider a lot. The 2-2. Callahan strokes it on the ground, foul. It's picked up by Daytona's first base coach, Jeffrey Sierra. Remains at two balls and two strikes. Find it interesting that Colon has been better away from Clover Park this year. Generally a pitcher's park in Port St. Lucie. The 2-2, and Callahan reaches and fouls it off. Up the third baseline, it stays at two balls and two strikes. Colon, a 1.02 ERA in four appearances and 17 and two-thirds innings on the road. An ERA just under eight in three outings and eight innings in his own ballpark. Man at second, one out, no score. The pitch, and Callahan tips it into the glove of Loyo for strike three. Second strikeout for Colon. Gets him on the slide piece. He's punched out 10 in this series over six innings. Brings up Michel Triana. Triana came inches shy of a home run in game one, had to settle for a triple after it was initially called a home run by the base umpire. Triana 1-for-3 with an RBI in the lid lifter. And the lefty batter hits a big Baltimore chop towards first, but will stay to the right of the square. It is 0-1. Triana at 224 in 63 games. 17 extra base hits, 5 homers. A team high, 28 batted in. Shortstop Tillian shaded up the middle. A look towards second. Colon's 0-1. And Triana can't get around on that pitch, in at 87. Colon ahead 0-2. With his pitch count high, Mets have action in their right field bullpen. Want to say that is Saul Gonzalez. The 0-2. Struck him out. Back foot slider. And Colon works around a one-out hit by pitch to strike out the side. In the first, he's K'd 11. And two outings so far in this series. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the first. Through one, no score. Actually, no runs, no hits, one man left in the first. Scoreless after one here in Daytona Beach. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk, courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblelegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Chase Petty back to the hill here in the top of the second inning. No score. Fancy to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Heart of the lineup, two up for the Mets here in the second inning. Barrasierta, Loyo, and Saunders. The three scheduled to bat against Chase Petty. Barrasierta had one of the Mets' two hits in the opener, was one for three. And he takes the breaking ball outside here to start the second. Barrasierta, after game one, average still at 288. 12 extra base hits, 7 homers, 14 RBIs, as that misses outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Defensive alignment behind Petty here in game two. Left to right in the outfield, it is Jack Rogers, Rafael Franco, and Fidel Castro, as Barrasierta breaks his bat on a pitch inside. Grounded foul at the third base line. It's 2-1. He frustratingly throws the bat down towards the Met dugout. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Ilvin Fernandez, Stephen Layton, and Yasiel Pino, with Michael Troutwine doing the catching behind the plate. Sunny evening here in Daytona, about a quarter to seven in the east. Quite a few umbrellas unfolded up along the third base line to the left of the Daytona dugout. 2-1 on the right fielder. And that fastball is strike. It's 2-2. Dimensions here in Daytona, 317 down the line and left. 400 to dead center, 325 to the pole and right, as Barrasierta fouls that one back. It stays at 2-2. Daytona wearing the neon green Copa de la Diversión uniforms here. And the nightcap, 2-2, outside, full count. Tortugas across the chest. Starts in white at the top, fades down to a powder blue at the bottom. Dark green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Here's Petty's payoff pitch. And Barrasierta on the ground in the hole at short and underneath the glove of Fernandez in a left field for a base hit. So Barrasierta continues his hot streak as he has the game's first base hit here in the nightcap. One on, nobody out in the second. Brings up the catcher, Juan Loyo. Barrasierta now with hits in 9 of his last 10 games with that base hit. Loyo in his 7th game with St. Lucie, just 2 for 17 at the dish. And he takes a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Loyo, no extra base hits and an RBI so far in Port St. Lucie. The 0-1. And Loyo drives one in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right for Castro. He'll run it down. Barrasierta was 3/4 of the way to second base. The throw in by Castro short and not in time, as Raul able to slide in feet first ahead of the throw. Nice job by Castro getting a good read on it and tracking it down in the gap. One on, one out for the second baseman, Warren Saunders. Saunders got the start at second in game one. Was 0-2, struck out both times. This is his 5th game back with St. Lucie, 1-13. A double and an RBI all in this set. And Petty, a slider strike. It is 0-1. White pants for Chase all the way down to his ankles. White and black Adidas cleats buried into the stadium mound. The 0-1. And this one, a number off the end of the bat towards first. Rogers, rather, Pino will pick it up and just tag the runner up the line. As advancing to second on the play goes Barrasierta. So a 3 unassisted ground out. Mets have a man in scoring position. For the left fielder, Eduardo Salazar. Salazar did not play in game one. Was 1-3 with a double on Friday night. 2-4 his first 9 in 3 games with a double. And no RBIs. Righty batter stands at the back of the box. And it's 2nd and 2 out. And Petty's first pitch bouncing off the plate. It's 1-0. Salazar joined the Mets from the FCL back on Monday. Overall this year between his two stops, 12 for 46 in 14 games. A double, a triple, a homer, and 4 RBIs. Petty looks towards second, the 1-0. And Salazar takes inside. Off speed at 86, it's 2-0. Tortugas here in game two, two-tone cap, powder blue back panel, powder blue bill, and that white front panel with the neon green Tortuga head logo. Salazar can't connect, 94, heater down, and it's 2-1. Barrasierta singled, he's at second. Two out in a scoreless game two. Betty with that neon green mitt. Right by the belt, the 2-1 outside for ball three. Brady Smith, the DH, waiting on deck. Salazar signing for six figures with the Mets as a 17-year-old out of Venezuela. The 3-1. And this one, a line drive right at the second baseman, Layton. Didn't move a muscle, just rose his hands right above the chest. And the side retired in the second inning. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of one and a half. Still scoreless here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fidel Castro to lead off for Daytona in the bottom of the second. Castro, Troutwine, and Pino, the 3-2 up against Jeffrey Colon. And out in front is Castro. It is 0-1. 5, 6, and 7 in the Daytona order due up. Tortuga's got a base runner on a hit-by-pitch in the first. As Castro takes outside, it's 1-1. Castro in the opener was 1-4-3 with a couple of Ks. Hitting 228 and 27, contest the 1-1. Tipped into the glove of Loyo, 1-2. Two doubles, four homers, 9 RBIs for Fidel. Colon hides his eyes with that beige mitt, the 1-2. And Castro strikes out swinging. Slider down and in. And Jeffrey Colon has struck out four batters for all four outs he has registered so far tonight. One away here in the second inning for the catcher, Michael Troutwine. Troutwine got the start behind the plate on Friday, was 1-for-4. Did strike out three times in that game. Lefty batter against the righty, and Colon's first pitch is low for ball one. Troutwine, 2-for-11 since joining the Tortugas roster last week. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Has walked twice in that span. The 1-0. And Troutwine takes a letter high strike. It's 1-1. Mets here in game two wearing the neon orange alternate uniforms. Sunglass wearing Mr. Met logo on the front left-hand side of the chest. Blue numerals front and back, the 1-1. And Troutwine takes down by his shoelaces, 2-1. Gray pants. Colon has them all the way down to his ankles. Royal blue piping along the side. White and black Nike cleats. Stuck into the stadium mound as Troutwine takes low for ball three. 3-1 on the Daytona backstop. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill for the Mets here in game two. Orange STL logo on the front with a white border of the 3-1. And Troutwine takes a strike atop the zone at 93. It's full. Troutwine, 13th round pick of the Reds last year out of Northwestern in the Big Ten. The payoff pitch, and Troutwine stays alive. One of the things I have not spoken to Jamal O'Gwin or Dennis Boatman, for that matter, about in the last couple of weeks since I've been back is the changing landscape of the Big Ten. Payoff pitch, struck him out. In at 85, 5 Ks, 5 outs for Jeffrey Colon tonight. He has punched out 13 in this series. Two away in the second inning for Yasiel Pino. Pino playing in his 15th game with Daytona. 13 for 50. It's a .260 average, two doubles, a homer, and five RBIs. Righty against righty, and he lunges at the slider. Can't hit it. It's 0-1. Pino 1-for-4 in the 5-4 defeat on Friday evening. Righty's 0-1. That one low. One ball and one strike, but Troutwine, a Northwestern alum, Sam Benscooter, who was here earlier this season on the IL, Michigan State alumni. I went to Penn State. One of our co-owners, Bob Fragol, is a Michigan alum. Now one grounded foul up the third base line. It's 1-2. But now Jamal O'Gwin's alma mater of USC and Dennis Boatman attended 1 year and played on the baseball team at UCLA. And both those schools are set to join the Big Ten in 2024. A 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. I think that news broke, I want to say, the first game I missed in that Palm Beach series last week on that Thursday night is when that news started leaking out. I'll tell you what, I'm jealous of all the Big Ten students in the cold weather cities. Is that outside 3-2? Because as a Penn State student doing broadcasting, I can guarantee you this, I'd have loved to make a trip out to USC or UCLA for a football game or anything else. The payoff pitch, low ball 4, and Pino works a walk. Second base runner for Daytona here in game two. Inning stays alive for the center fielder, Rafael Franco. Franco hasn't played since the win on Wednesday. Was 0-for-3, struck out twice. 1-for-9 in this tenure with Daytona. Righty batter, very slightly open stance. And he takes a strike atop the zone at 93. It's 0-1. Nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Tortugas took game 1 4-0. We're scoreless here in game 2. 1-on, 2-out. Runner starts and stops. And Franco takes low. It's a ball and a strike. Shout out to my wonderful mother. Hopefully she's tuning in. Wishing her a very happy birthday today. Always good to be on the air on July the 10th. Throw over to first, and Pino dives back. Because I can get my voice on the air. To have it echo all the way back home to New Jersey to wish her a happy birthday. Always wish you could be there in person, but we've made do all these years. The 1-1, outside and low, 2-1. Fitting. My mom, a huge Mets fan, that the Tortugas are playing the Mets here today. Grew up in a Jewish family. Through the Mets, that was my introduction to Jewish guilt. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. It was a Mets-Giants game in the 2000 NLDS. Came home from dinner with my mom and dad. Benny Agbayani was up in like the 12th or 13th inning. Said he stunk. My mom went upstairs, slammed the door to her room, locked the door. Two pitches later, he had a walk-off home run, and the Mets would go on to advance the World Series later that fall. That one foul to it, too. But imagine an 8-year-old Justin sheepishly walking upstairs, knocking on his mother's bedroom door to say, I'm sorry I badmouthed Benny Agbayani. Congrats on the win. A lot of good memories going out to Shea Stadium as a youngster with mom and dad. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. All six outs for Jeffrey Colon tonight have been on strikeouts as he strands another runner in the second. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Two innings in the books here in game two. No score here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third, no score here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Your Tortugas after today will return home on Friday, July 22nd to open up a brief three-game series against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Be our second Margaritaville night of the season with specialty uniforms and much, much more. For your tickets, log on to DaytonaTortugas.com or call the box office at 386-257-3172. Brady Smith takes inside for ball one here to start the inning. And there is a strike at the knees. 93-mile-an-hour heater. It is 1-1. Smith was 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout in game one. And he takes inside for ball two. Smith in Port St. Lucie, 5-for-45. That's a 1.11 average. A homer, 4 RBIs. 2-1 to the backstop. And the former Florida Gator takes a strike from the former Florida Gator commit. It is 2-2. Petty from the first base side, the break even. And he got him looking. Off speed at 88. And Chase Petty has his second strikeout tonight. One away in the top of the third inning. Now it is Gregory Guerrero. Guerrero re-added to the Mets roster from the Complex League yesterday. Had appeared in 10 games with them earlier this season. Was 7-for-34. That is a 2.06 average, 3 doubles, no homers, and an RBI. And Guerrero takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Petty working quickly. Here's his 0-1. Outside and off the glove of Troutwine, it is 1-1. Guerrero in his recent FCL stint was just 2-for-19 at the plate. One of those, or actually both of those hits were singles. Did have one RBI. It was 1-for-8 against Daytona back in late April. Out in Port St. Lucie as Petty misses the outer half, it's 2-1. Guerrero signed for big money out of the Dominican, signed for $1.5 million as a 17-year-old. But this is first season playing outside a complex ball as that down and away for ball three. You don't count the 1 year he spent with the Kingsport Mets in 2019, missed the entire 2018 season with shoulder surgery. The 3-1 from Petty, low for ball four, and Guerrero works a walk. So Guerrero aboard with a one-out free pass. First walk allowed by Chase today. Back to the top of the order in Omar De Los Santos. Flied out to left on the first pitch of the game. He is 0 for 1. De Los Santos just 2 for 19 in this series. One of those hits a big two-run home run. Righty against righty. And the first pitch on the inner half, it is 0-1. Speaking of the Mets, great moment yesterday as New York finally retired. Keith Hernandez is number 17. 0-1. And De Los Santos hammers one left center field. That one's going to get in for a base hit. Rounding second on his way to third, Guerrero. Throw into second base, high and offline. Over the head of a leaping Leighton, backed up by the first baseman, Pino. Third hit of the series for Omar De Los Santos goes for extra bases. His league-leading 31st of the year. And the Mets have second and third and one out in the top of the third inning. Franco cut it off, tried to make the play into second. But De Los Santos hustling all the way for his 16th two-bagger. And now Daytona brings the infield in as Junior Tillian steps in. Grounded out to third on the first pitch he saw in the opening inning. And Petty. Yes, missed high with a slider. It is 1-0. He sets the 1-0. And Tillian takes down for ball two. But Hernandez. Recognized by the Mets yesterday, had his number retired. Many Mets fans, including my mother, thought it should have happened a long time ago as Tillian takes a strike. It's 2-1. Hernandez, a part of that last Mets team to win the World Series in 1986. I could even argue he should be in the Hall of Fame, let alone have his number retired by an organization. 2-1, and Tillian fouls it off his ankle. It's 2-2. Last year, the Mets retired Jerry Kuzman's number 36. Those two, along with Tom Seaver and Mike Piazza, the only former Met players to have their numbers retired. Casey Stengel and Gil Hodges, the first two managers in franchise history, have their numbers memorialized as well. But he is as beloved as any Met in recent memory, played with New York from 83 to 89. Was the number three hitter on that World Series championship team, was the first ever captain in Mets history. The 2-2 pitch just misses up and away, and the crowd with some groans thought he should have been rung up. It's 3-2. Hernandez, second all-time in Mets history in batting average at .297, 10th all-time in RBIs, has a team record 6 Gold Glove awards. The 3-2 struck him out. Fastball up at 95, and Petty with a big K. Infield can move back two outs for the third baseman, Justin Guerrero. Guerrero struck out against Petty 0 for 1. Keith, 11 Gold Gloves overall in his career, was elected to the Mets Hall of Fame in 1997. Howie Rose with a great quote about Keith yesterday as Guerrero looks at a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. He said he practically rewrote the manual on how to play first base. He didn't simply play first base. He performed it, a virtuoso. As Guerrero swings, and it's a high pop into shallow left. Shortstop Fernandez on the outfield turf calls for it and makes the catch by the bill of that two-tone cap. And Chase Petty does a wonderful job to strand a couple men in scoring position in the third. No runs, a hit, two left. At the end of 2.5, no score here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark and the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-5000. 3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Nice crowd making their way out for a Sunday. 1,239 have made their way out here on this Sheldon's Family Fun Day and this doubleheader against the Mets. Elvin Fernandez to lead off. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Daytona. And Fernandez takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Fernandez did not play in game one. Started on Friday against the Mets, was 1-for-3. Started the ninth inning rally with a two-out infield single. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Pitch misses low. It is 1-1 on Elvin Fernandez. Fernandez coming into today hitting .167 in 23 games, 11-for-66. A double that came against the Mets. No homers, two RBIs. And this one bounced off the plate. Grounded foul. It is 1-2. You mentioned before Major League Baseball announcing the All-Star reserves a little bit earlier today in between games of our doubleheader. Seemed like that's when the announcement came. And some surprises, some great stories mixed in there as well. The 1-2 pitch, and Fernandez swings and drives one to left. Back goes Salazar. Warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch Elvin Fernandez's first home run of the year. Elvin Fernandez sending one out by the batting cages. He's got two extra base hits this season, both in doubleheaders against the Mets. His third RBI, and Daytona takes a 1-0 third inning lead. 94 miles an hour off the bat, 369 feet. And Elvin incinerates one to put Daytona on top. And now the top of the order in Jack Rogers, and he swings and grounds one to the right side. To his right, the first baseman Guerrero gets on his horse and beats Rogers hustling to the bag for the first out of the third inning. One away for Stephen Layton. Hit by a pitch, stole a base back in the first. But in the American League, starting pitchers, there were a grand total of 9, including Shohei Ohtani, who will also be the starting DH for the American League. First pitch to Layton, low for ball one. Bases empty, one out, one in. Daytona, a 1-0 third inning lead. But Shane McClanahan chosen from the Rays. How about Nestor Cortez of the Yankees? Guy was given up on by the Orioles and the Mariners in his third stint with New York, making his first All-Star game as Layton swings and misses. It's 1-1. He's a former Tampa player in this league. I believe McClanahan played for the Stone Crabs at some point in 19. As Layton takes a strike, 1-2. Alek Manoah, former Dunedin Blue Jay, selected for Toronto. Framber Valdez chosen to the All-Star game from the Astros. The 1-2 pitch, and Layton strikes out swinging. Off speed away. Seventh strikeout already for Jeffrey Colon in two-thirds innings. And now the third baseman, Austin Callahan, who struck out his first time 0-for-1. Martin Perez chosen to his first All-Star game from the Rangers. Paul Blackburn had the pleasure of working with him with the Tennessee Smokies in 2016. Was traded that year to the Mariners in a deal, I want to say it was. As there's a strike at the knees, it's 0-1. Paulie making his first All-Star game representing the Oakland A's. So thrilled for him. Congratulations. The 0-1. Outside 1-1. Of course, Gerrit Cole of the Yankees. Justin Verlander of the Astros. Two long-standing stalwarts atop the hill in the AL. The 1-1. And Callahan, a high pop in a shallow right. Out is Saunders. Racing in is Berasierta with two hands. He'll make the catch to end the inning. But Daytona picks up a run on the home run from Ilvin Fernandez. We are through three here in game two. Daytona a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chase Petty back to the mound with the lead as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tortugas in front by a run, 1-0. Heart of the order due up for the Mets, Berasierta, Loyo, and Saunders. Mets no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 3 here in game 2. Daytona a run on 1 hit, the Fernandez home run. No errors and 2 left. First pitch of the inning to Berasierta. Finds the outer half. Change at 85, it's 0-1. Berasierta singled, stranded on base in the inning. This one grounded to short. Playing up the middle was Fernandez, adjacent to the second base bag. Makes the throw on to first for the opening out of the fourth inning. Brings up the catcher, Juan Loyo. Flied out to right his last time. But continuing with our look at the All-Star selections, Clay Holmes of the Yankees, a guy they took a flyer on from the Pirates midseason last year, and one of the best relievers in baseball despite the blown save last night. He makes his first All-Star game as this one off the end of the bat to third. Backhanded by Callahan on the move. Lunge by Pino in time. 2 out. Another nice play by Austin Callahan at third. He's made one in each game here today. 2 out in the inning for Warren Saunders. Saunders grounded out his first time to first. Emmanuel Clase of the Guardians chosen to the All-Star game. Gregory Soto will represent the Tigers. And another guy I'm so excited for to be making his first All-Star game outside for ball one is Jorge Lopez of the Baltimore Orioles. I worked with Jorge my first ever year in pro ball in this league for the old Daytona Cubs rival, the Brevard County Manatees, as Saunders takes a strike, it's 1-1. Earlier this year, Jorge's 5-year-old son, Mikael, got to see him play for the first time as this one hammered out to left. Is it high enough? Yes, it is. It is high enough. Just over the Geico sign and gone for a home run. Warren Saunders just sneaks it out to straightaway left field. His first home run of the year with St. Lucie. His second RBI of the series ties the game in a flash. We're even at 1. 105 miles an hour off the bat, 365 feet. And the Mets score their first run of the ball game, their first run of the doubleheader, after being held scoreless for 10 2/3 innings. A as Gregory Guerrero, actually rather Eduardo Salazar, just barely keeps it fair over the first base bag and into the right field corner. Over by the chain link fence for the groundskeeping shed. Picked up there by Fidel Castro. And sliding in head first into third base with a triple is Eduardo Salazar. Was late on the swing and just barely kept it straight over the first base bag and down the line. Ball died on that side chain link fence, and that allowed Salazar to hustle all the way around to third. And so a home run and a triple with two outs, and the Mets have the go-ahead run 90 feet away for Brady Smith. Struck out his first time, and that one up and away for ball one. But Lopez had his son Mikael see him for the first time pitch on Father's Day earlier this year. As Smith out in front of the breaking ball, it's 1-1. Lopez, when he was pitching with us in Brevard County, the team would schedule his starts around when he could go visit his son in the hospital down in Miami. As that one up and in, 2-1, was born with several serious birth defects. Remember, we hosted a charity golf tournament that year to raise money to help pay for his son's medical care. The 2-1. There's a knee-high strike. It's 2-2. But Jorge, a outstanding human being, has been through a lot off the field and could not be happier for Yabby making his first ever All-Star game. As this one in the dirt kicks off the glove of Troutwine. It's scoring from third with a go-ahead run is Salazar. Ball bounced down and away. Troutwine could not backhand it. And it's now 3-2 on Brady Smith as the Mets with a pair of two-out runs to take a one-run lead. A line drive that was just high enough to get out of here. A seeing eye triple and then a wild pitch as Smith takes high for ball four. And he's aboard with a two-out walk. Third straight man to reach against Petty with two out. And Todd Naskadov will appear from the third base dugout to have a conversation with a 19-year-old right-hander. Looks like Dennis Boatman will start throwing down the left field line momentarily. Petty up at 54 pitches here tonight. Kicks at some dirt behind the mound as he waits for Naskadov to arrive. But so thrilled for Jorge, representing the Orioles in the All-Star game, his first full season as a reliever. Starters in the American League, Kirk Guerrero, Altuve, Devers, Tim Anderson, Otani, Judge, Trout, and Stanton. The reserves announced today, Yordan Alvarez, who may not play in the All-Star game, was put on the IL by the Astros earlier today. He was selected. Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers, former Jupiter Hammerhead in this league, one of the two special selections by the commissioner's office is a throw over to first, and Smith dives back. Reggie Guerrero walked his first time, was stranded at third last inning. One on, two out, and Guerrero nearly loses his footing, swinging through a fastball. It's 0-1. Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox chosen to the All-Star game, as was Jose Ramirez of the Guardians. The 0-1, high and tight. It is even, one ball and one strike. Jose Trevino, chosen in his first All-Star game by the Yankees, or from the Yankees, I should say, acquired from the Rangers preseason, the 1-1, outside and low. It is two balls and one strike. Luis Arraez, or Arraez, I believe is the correct pronunciation, former Fort Myers player in this league, chosen in his first All-Star game from the Twins, the 2-1. And this one, a soft ground ball to third. Coming in on it, Callahan throws on the move to first in time to end the inning. But the Mets pick up two runs on two hits and a man left at the end of 3.5. Mets have their first lead of the day. It's 2-1. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
So Jeffrey Colon back to the hill now with the lead. Mets in front 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth here in game two, and Michel Triana clubs the first pitch out to center. Back goes De Los Santos, backpedaling by the wall, and right in front of the major fun signage by the flagpole, makes the play to take away extra bases from Triana. Michel hit it well, but not well enough, or to the wrong part of the ballpark, whichever way you want to look at it. One away, one pitch into the fourth inning. Now it's Fidel Castro, struck out his first time in game two. He is 0-1. Continuing our look around the All-Star selections announced today by Major League Baseball. Castro out in front of the off-speed. It's 0-1. Mentioned Luis Arraez, chosen to the All-Star game for the first time for the Twins. How about former St. Lucie Met Andrés Giménez, named to the All-Star game as an infielder for the Guardians. Is this a ground ball back to the mound? Stabbed by Colon, third base side of the hill, fires a rocket, and somehow Guerrero able to get his hand in there and back, and somehow as well Fidel Castro saved from being drilled in the head by that throw. Colon maybe taking a little bit too much time with himself there. But the out recorded nonetheless, two out for Michael Troutwine, who struck out his first time. But I find it interesting, Giménez been elected to more All-Star games since that trade with the Mets for Francisco Lindor than Lindor himself. As Troutwine takes a called strike, it's 0-1. George Springer chosen from the Blue Jays. Byron Buxton, former Fort Myers star, elected representing the Twins. That one up and away, it's 1-1. Andrew Benintendi will be the Royals representative in the All-Star game. Kyle Tucker of the Astros also chosen. And how about Mariners rookie Julio Rodriguez representing Seattle in the Midsummer Classic? Now one down and in, a swing and a miss, 1-2. Base is empty. Two out, bottom of the fourth. Mets a one-run lead. Colon from the third base side stands tall. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Loyo, a career-high tying eighth strikeout tonight for Colon. And he shuts down Daytona after the Mets take the lead, retiring the Tortugas on 7 pitches, 4 innings complete. It's 2-1 Mets here in game two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. My little John. O'Connor. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chase Petty looking to bounce back after giving up a couple in the fourth. Back out for his fifth inning of work. And snaps a slider across for a strike. It's 0-1. Top of the order due up for the Mets. De Los Santos, Tillian, and Guerrero. De Los Santos doubled his last time, 1-for-2. And he takes low. It is 1-1. Mets a 2-1 lead here in the top half of the fifth inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network as De Los Santos to Anita to try and hit that slide piece. Comes up empty. It is 1-2. Final game of this homestand. 1-2. And De Los Santos strokes it foul. Third base side. It remains at a 1-2. Continuing our look at the All-Stars. Chosen by Major League Baseball, the reserves announced today as well as the pitchers, I should say. As that one buried, it is 2-2. In the National League, their starters, Wilson Contreras, Goldschmidt, Chisholm, Manny Machado, Trey Turner. Is that one high? It's a full count. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Acuna Jr., Jock Peterson, and Mookie Betts. The reserves, and this is a cool one, William Contreras chosen to the All-Star game to represent the Braves. Is that one outside for 4? Third walk allowed by Petty. And the Mets have the leadoff man on for the first time since the second inning. One on, nobody out for Junior Tillian. Struck out his last time, 0-2 in game 2. But since Contreras was the man who finished second in the DH All-Star voting, and because Bryce Harper will miss the game due to injury, William Contreras will be an All-Star starter. Is this a ground ball to short? Could be two. Fernandez looks at second, makes the play on to first, and gets the out there as De Los Santos stays put at second base. Fernandez making sure he got at least one out there. One down in the inning for Justin Guerrero. Popped up to short his last trip, 0-2. But with Wilson Contreras, the former Daytona Cub, starting behind the plate, and William Contreras getting the start as the DH, will be the first set of brothers to start in the All-Star game in Major League Baseball's long history. In the nearly 100 years of the All-Star game dating back to the early 1930s, that has never happened before and will happen for the first time coming up in a couple weeks in L.A. And so cool to have a Daytona alum be a part of that fun. 1-0 pitch called strike. It is 1-1. Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals also chosen. How about former St. Lucie Met Pete Alonso, named to the All-Star game as well, the former Florida Gator. Runner breaks towards third. The 1-1 a called strike. Trout winds, throw the tag by Callahan, and he's out. The league leader in stolen bases is caught stealing for the second out in the fifth inning. Trying to swipe number 47, but instead caught for the ninth time. It's 1-2 on Guerrero with two outs. This time Callahan making sure that tag was applied, although it looked like he got it down the other night as well, as Guerrero ducks out of the way of a slider that didn't break. It's 2-2. Albert Pujols was the NL special selection by the commissioner's office, with Pujols playing in his final major league season. The 2-2. Outside, it's a full count. Jeff McNeil, another St. Lucie Met. He was playing in St. Lucie my first year in pro ball in this league. Chosen to the All-Star game representing New York. Travis d'Arnaud, a former Met, chosen representing the Braves as a catcher. C.J. Krohn is the Rockies' representative. Payoff pitch, struck him out. And Petty faces the minimum in the fifth inning. An excellent bounce back frame with some help from his defense as well. No runs, no hits, nobody left thanks to the caught stealing. Through four and a half here in game two, Mets a 2-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Tortugas down a run. Jeffrey Colon back to work for the Mets. He has struck out a career-high tying eighth, matching what he did against Daytona on Monday. Dennis Boatman up and working in the Tortugas bullpen. So Petty's day likely done after a career-high tying five innings. Let's see if the Daytona offense can pick him up. Yasiel Pino, Rafael Franco, Ilvin Fernandez. 3-2 up in the inning against the righty. Pino walked and was stranded back in the second, and the righty's first pitch is tapped on the ground. Up the third base line, it's 0-1. Continuing our look at the National League All-Stars that were announced earlier today. Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves also chosen. The 0-1 outside and low, it is 1-1. How about former Daytona Cub Kyle Schwarber representing the Philadelphia Phillies, his first career All-Star selection. Congratulations to Schwarbs. Well earned. 1-1 pitch. And Pino takes up above the shoulders. It's two balls and a strike. Juan Soto of the Nationals, a selection as well, alongside the Mets' Starling Marte. And his first season with the club. 2-1. And Pino, a bouncing ball to third. Fielded by Guerrero coming in. Sidearm throw low and dug out on the forehand by Guerrero. One away in the fifth inning. Now it's Rafael Franco, struck out his first time 0-1. Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs chosen to the All-Star game as well. As for the National League pitchers, you got Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers. Dave Roberts has been pining Brian Snitker of the Braves to have Kershaw start the All-Star game at Dodger Stadium as Franco fouls that back, it's 0-1. Sandy Alcantara will try and throw his name in the mix there as well. He's been marvelous for the Marlins this year. Former Palm Beach Cardinal, I want to say, in this league. He was traded from St. Louis to Miami. Coming up, the 0-1. At the knees, a strike, it is 0-2. Corbin Burnes of the Brewers also chosen. Luis Castillo, not Brandon Drury, will be the Reds' representative in the All-Star game. He was outstanding for the Redlegs last night against Tampa, the 0-2. And Franco a ground ball to short. Backhanded by Tillian, throws high. And Guerrero able to get his back foot on the bag in time. Ahead of the chugging Franco, two out. Nice job by Guerrero to get his foot back on the pillow to save an error from his teammate. And now the only man with a base hit for Daytona here in game two. That is Ilvin Fernandez. Put Daytona in front with a solo home run off Colon in the third. Max Fried of the Atlanta Braves also chosen. Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers, his first All-Star selection. He also has a really good case to start the Midsummer Classic in his own stadium. That up and away, 1-0. Joe Musgrove of the Padres also chosen. As Fernandez hits this one on the ground, sliding, stopped by Guerrero to his left, gets to his feet, throw to first in time to end the inning. Justin Guerrero has been dazzling across the infield all week long for the Mets and makes another strong play to his glove hand side to take away a base hit and end the inning. 1-2-3 go Daytona in the fifth on nine pitches. Back end business end here of game two. Dennis Boatman coming on. Mets a 2-1 lead here in Daytona Beach. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblelegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Past the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, call to bullpen for Daytona as we move to the top of the sixth inning here in Game 2. Dennis Boatman, the new arm for Daytona. Boatman, 6'4", 228 pounds, 22 years old from Roseville, California. Red 17th round pick last year out of Sacramento City College. Raul Berasierta to lead off, and he takes outside for ball one. Berasierta has singled and grounded out to short. Oh, one for two here in game two. There are Sierta, Loyo, and Saunders, heart of the order, scheduled to bat. 1-0 pitch, and Berasierta steps in the bucket. 95 miles an hour down. It is 1-1. Boatman entering play today, making his 17th appearance. 2-5, a 3.38 earned run average. Five saves and eight tries. This one a soft tapper to third. Barehanded by Callahan. Throw off the first base line and over by the chain link fence adjacent to the Mets auxiliary dugout. Mets trying to say that ball bounced out of play. It'll be an infield hit for Berasierta. And they will say it did go out of play because it bounced off the netting on top of the chain link fence. So it'll be an infield hit and then an error on Callahan that allows Berasierta to move up to second. And the Mets have the leadoff man on here to start the sixth inning. Old swinging bunt works out for Berasierta. Now the catcher Juan Loyo grounded out to third his last time, has also flied out to right center. Boatman from the first base side is pitch. And Loyo thought about it, called strike anyway at 94. It's 0-1. Boatman, 16 hits allowed in 21 in the third innings, 11 walks and 32 strikeouts. Opponents with a .232 average against him. The 0-1. And Loyo, 3 days late on a 94-mile-an-hour heater, 0-2. Boatman pitching for the first time since last Saturday against the Cardinals. Earned the win through 3 2/3 shutout innings, a career high for him. The 0-2 pitch, down and away, 1-2. Allowed just one hit, walked two, struck out four. Threw 65 pitches in that game, 39 strikes. He almost threw as many strikes in that game as he did his previous game-high pitch total, which was 43 before last Saturday, as Loyo strikes out. Foul tip into the glove of Troutwine. And there is Boatman's first strikeout tonight, one away in the sixth. For Warren Saunders, clubbed a laser beam game-tying home run to left. Back in the fourth, he is 1-2. Final line for Daytona starter Chase Petty. He goes a career-high tying five innings, allows two runs on four hits. Three walks and four strikeouts. Did give up the home run to Saunders as he takes down and away. It is 1-0. Petty did throw a wild pitch, 72 pitches, 43 strikes. The pitcher of record on the losing side at the moment. Saul Gonzalez up and throwing again in the Met bullpen as Saunders fouls it off the catcher. It's 1-1. Wrapping up that look at the NL All-Stars that were announced today, all the All-Star reserves announced by Major League Baseball. Edwin Diaz of the Mets also chosen for the All-Star game, the 1-1. And this one, a line drive, caught it short by Fernandez. Makes a flip to the second baseman, Layton, but diving with every inch of his body is Berasierta to get back, so he can't be doubled off to end the inning. Saunders hit that one right on the screws, just like he did last time. Well, the old-school Adam ball results in the second out for Eduardo Salazar, seeing eye triple down the right field line his last time, and then scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. A Josh Hader of the Brewers also chosen as Salazar takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Former Palm Beach Cardinal Ryan Helsley representing St. Louis. David Bednar chosen to represent the Pirates. The 0-1. And this one hit on the ground is short. Fernandez to his right. Throw to first in time. And Pino lost his foot on the bag, but able to get it back there in the nick of time before Salazar could reach to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and one man left at the end of five and a half. Mets still in front, 2-1. They make a call to the bullpen here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jack Rogers leads off for Daytona against the new arm, Saul Gonzalez. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Mets a one-run lead. Rogers 0-2 here in game two. And foul tip into the glove of Loyo for strike one to begin bottom of the sixth. Second appearance in this series for Gonzalez, 6'6", 288 pounds. Turned 23 in December from Sidra in Puerto Rico, the 0-1. Rogers hits one sharply on the ground to second. To his left is Saunders, and from the lip of the infield turf, throws on to first for the first out. One away for Stephen Layton. Has been hit by a pitch, stole a base, and struck out here in game two. Numbers for the right-hander Gonzalez entering play tonight, making his 10th appearance, 9th out of the bullpen. 2-0, a 1.62 ERA as that one hangs high for ball one. 11 hits in 16 and two-thirds innings, 5 walks. and 22 strikeouts. Here's his 1-0, and Layton can't connect. Fastball up and away at 91. It is 1-1. Gonzalez earned the win on Thursday night through a scoreless inning, struck out one, did give up a base hit, needed just 17 pitches. The 1-1, foul ball to the screen. It is 1-2. Final line for the Mets starter, Jeffrey Colonie, was outstanding again today. Five innings, one run on one hit. That was the Elvin Fernandez home run. Walked one, tied a career high with eight strikeouts. Did hit a batter. 75 pitches, 52 strikes today. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. As Layton takes up and away, it is 2-2. There's one player we haven't told you about that was named to the All-Star game. And it's a name that I would have never thought in a million years would be in the All-Star game, as Layton strikes out. Fastball away at 92. And Gonzalez picks up his first K for the second out here in the sixth. Brings up Austin Callahan 0-2 in game two. Fly to right his last time. But the representative for the Arizona Diamondbacks is a left-handed reliever named Joe Mantiply. He's 31 years old. Just played in his 100th career game earlier this season. Prior to last year, had a combined total of 10 major league games. As that down and in, it is 1-0. Made his major league debut with the Tigers in 2016, but gave up five runs in 2 2/3 innings. Did not play in the majors again until 2019. Appeared in one game for the Yankees. Gave up three runs in three innings. Got the win that day, but that was it for his Yankee tenure. A 1-0, a called strike. It's 1-1. 2020, during the pandemic, latched on with Arizona. Still didn't have really any success. Gave up four runs in 2 1/3 innings. So in his first three seasons of Major League experience, eight innings, an ERA of 13.5. 1-1 off the hands, on the ground towards short. Guerrero, ranging a long way, throws a gutter ball towards first base, but Guerrero able to pick it up on about the fifth hop. I guess Guerrero was trying to do that with the sun setting up along the third base side, and Guerrero even jokingly pretending as if he was bowling, walking back to the first base dugout. Hey, whatever way you get it done, that's how Guerrero did it, ranging away from third base all the way to his left to end the frame. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the sixth. We'll pick up the Mantiply story when we come back. 2-1 Mets heading to the seventh here in a seven-inning game here from Daytona Beach.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh, Dennis Boatman back to work. Mets a 2-1 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Brady Smith takes a strike outside corner. It's 0-1. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com, 93 miles an hour down the chute for a strike. And Boatman quickly ahead 0-2. We're telling you the story about the last man on the list to make the All-Star game, the Diamondbacks' Joe Mantiply. As that outside 1-2. between 2016 and 2020, played 10 games in the major leagues, had a 13.5 ERA. Last year was okay with Arizona, not great, as Smith foul tip into the glove of Troutwine for strike three. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Boatman, second strikeout tonight for the righty. One away in the seventh for Gregory Guerrero, 0-for-1 with a walk. Had a 3.4 ERA, but walked 17, struck out only 38 in 39 and two-thirds innings. A whip of over 1.5. But this year has turned himself into a trade piece for Arizona as Guerrero takes outside for ball one. Has a 1.91 ERA, 28 hits in 33 innings, has walked only one in those 33 innings, and has struck out 34. As Guerrero swings and misses, high cheese, it is 1-1. A guy who was drafted three different times. Once by the Mets at a high school 13 years ago in 2009. As that up and away, it's 2-1. In the 48th round at a high school in Virginia, was drafted in the 28th round in 2012 out of Virginia Tech. And then again in the 27th round the next year in 2013 by the Tigers. As that is low, the count now 3-1 on Guerrero. But a man with over 350 minor league innings, over 7 minor league seasons. This one fouled off the handle, out of play. It's 3-2. We'll get a chance to be an all-star. He was actually in the red system for a smidge of time in 2019, made one appearance at AA Chattanooga and 18 with AAA Louisville. A 3-2 pitch, got him looking. Fastball painted at 95, back-to-back strikeouts for Boatman in the seventh. His third today, two out in the inning for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos has doubled. Flied out to left, walked and was caught stealing back in the fifth. Righty at the belt and his first pitch hits De Los Santos. That was strange. The ball hit De Los Santos. De Los Santos stood there. The home plate umpire never motioned for him to go to first base. And I don't know if De Los Santos thought he was just going to rule that one a ball, saying he didn't get out of the way. But it is a hit by pitch. And Omar will get first with two out in the seventh. Brings up Junior Tillian. And a wild ride for Joe Mantiply. He can forever call himself an all-star. Runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. The throw down, not in time. Stolen base for De Los Santos. There is number 47 on the year. He's actually ruled a ball high. Did not hit the top of the zone. And the Mets with a man in scoring position and two outs. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Mets a 2-1 lead here in game two. Daytona took the opener 4-0. As Tillian can't connect, fastball down, it's 1-1. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Tortugas will have Triana, Castro, and Troutwine, 4, 5, and 6 in their order. Three lefties. Boatman's 1-1. That one taken low. It is 2-1. Of course, coming up after the final out, we'll have the recap report. Scores from out of town. Look back at this one. And, of course, a look ahead to the first meeting of the season against the Yankees affiliate on Tuesday night. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, 94 that time from Boatman. And it's even a 2-2. Second baseman Layton holds on the runner. De Los Santos takes a chunky lead. The 2-2. Just misses down and away. Good spot for Boatman. Attilian lays off. It's a full count. Justin Guerrero, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Dennis down by his belt. The payoff pitch. Did he go on appeal? Yes, he did, says the base umpire. Derek Griffin rings up Junior Tillian. Boatman strikes out the side. And the Mets strand a runner in the seventh. No runs, no hits. One left on the hit by pitch. We head to the bottom of the seventh. In this seven-inning game, Daytona needs one to tie and two to walk it off. It's the Mets two and the Tortugas one. Don't touch that dial. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Then a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Saul Gonzalez back to work for the Mets here in the seventh inning, trying to pick up the save. It'll be Triana, Castro, Troutwine. Should anyone reach? Pino and then Franco here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Mets a 2-1 lead, trying to win the series. Daytona trying to rally and earn a split. And the first pitch to Triana, a fastball that ties him in knots, could not hold up. It is 0-1. Triana has struck out and fly to deep center tonight, 0-2 in game two. Righty's 0-1. Another strike outside half. It is 0-2. Gonzalez looking for the first save of his professional career. The 0-2 pitch. And that sails high. Triana lays off. It's a ball at two strikes. Mets two runs, five hits. No errors. They have left six. Daytona one run on just one hit. That was the home run in the third. One error. They have left two in game two. 1-2 pitch, and Triana reaches and fouls it deep down the left field line. Out of play by the North Gate. It is one ball and two strikes still. Tortugas in the Paradise Green, Mets in the neon orange. 1-2. Just misses up and in. Try to spin a breaking ball. It's two balls and two strikes. First baseman Guerrero protecting the line. Third baseman Guerrero well off the line at third. A two ball, two strike pitch. And Triana pops it straight up and out of play. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Mets a one run lead here with the bases empty and nobody out in the seventh. The 2-2 pitch. And Triana again able to foul it off to stay in there. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat. Lights on here at the stadium. Sun still setting off towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue along the third base side. The 2-2. And Triana ground ball to first. To his right, Guerrero. He'll pick it up and take it to the bag himself. One away in this seventh inning. Here is Fidel Castro. 0-2 as struck out and grounded out to the pitcher his last time. Well, it'll be a pinch hitter. Not Fidel Castro coming up here. It'll be Luis Chevalier to grab a bat and pinch hit for Castro. here with one out in this seventh inning. Chevalier started at second base in game one, was 0-for-1 with a walk. Just 2-for-19 in 10 games with Daytona. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Shows bunt, pulls back. Actually, it shows bunt. Tried pulling it back, fouls it off. It's 0-1. Chevalier acquired by the Reds from the Mariners. He's the player to be named later in the deal that sent Riley O'Brien out to the Pacific Northwest. The 0-1. Chevalier, a high pop fly into right, got underneath it. Over to his right is Berra Sierta calling for it. And he'll make the catch by that royal blue lid. And the Tortugas down to their final out here in game two. Be another pinch hitter. Aiden Jones will come up and grab a bat for Michael Troutwine. Jones in game one today started as the DH, was 0-for-2, did walk and score a run. Jones so far this year, 230 in 43 games. 8 doubles, 4 homers, and 18 RBIs. So, Hayden will be the last line of defense for Daytona tonight with Yasiel Pino and Rafael Franco hoping for a chance on deck. Righty's first pitch, and Jones a line drive right center field, and Daytona will put the tying run on. Sliding to cut it off in the gap is Berra Sierta. A guy who's listed as a catcher on the Mets roster has done a nice job in right here in game number two, was stationed towards that right center field gap. But Hayden Jones, a pinch hit single, and Daytona at the very least will bring the winning run to the plate in the form of Yasiel Pino. The first hit for Daytona since Fernandez's solo home run back in the third. Pino has walked and grounded out to third, does have a home run this year. And the righty's first pitch, a called strike, it's 0-1. Outside half at 94. The 0-1. Same spot outside half. Pino doesn't agree. It's 0-2. And the Tortugas down to their final strike tonight. Jones leads off of first. He is the game's tying run. 0-2 on Yasiel Pino. Gonzalez fires, struck him out on a high fastball. And this ballgame is over. The first career save for Saul Gonzalez. And the Mets are in a doubleheader split as they take game two by a final of 2-1. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. A doubleheader split. Tortugas take game one 4-0. Mets take the nightcap 2-1. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a few moments here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, a couple of great games today, but unfortunately, Daytona has to settle for a doubleheader split. Brent Lockwood getting in some throwing up the left field line as this series comes to a close. Let's take you through game two here on this Sunday evening. Was the right-hander Chase Petty to start against Jeffrey Colon. Both threw in the game on Monday. Was a scoreless contest going to the bottom of the third. Daytona had put two men on base but did not have a hit. Leading off the top of the third inning, or rather the bottom of the third inning, on a 1-2 pitch, Ilvin Fernandez drove one out by the batting cages in left. His first home run of the year was Daytona's first hit of the game, and the Tortugas had a 1-0 lead. It looked like they would carry it to the bottom of the fourth, but the Mets had a two-out rally that ended up winning the game. With two out and a 1-1 pitch, Warren Saunders hit a heat-seeking missile that was just barely high enough to get out beyond the Geico signage in left. His first home run with St. Lucie this year tied the game at one. On the very next pitch, Eduardo Salazar was late on his swing but just barely kept it fair over the first base bag. Fidel Castro had some trouble picking it up in the right field corner. Salazar went all the way to third with a two-out triple. A wild pitch with Brady Smith at the plate would allow him to score, giving the Mets a 2-1 lead. Daytona would have a rally in the seventh inning as they did not put a man on base in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. In the seventh, Hayden Jones had a two-out pinch hit single to center, but Yasiel Pino struck out on three pitches, and the Mets take game two tonight by a final of 2-1. Winning pitcher Jeffrey Colon, his second win of the year and the series, gave up just the one run on one hit in five innings. Walked one, tied a career best with eight strikeouts. Chase Petty, the tough luck loss again. He drops to 0-4, gave up just two on four hits in five innings. That ties a career high. Walked three, struck out four. Did give up a home run. Saul Gonzalez, the first save of his career. Two innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. Final time of game in game two, 1 hour and 36 minutes. Final line score, Mets two runs, five hits, no errors. They left six. Daytona one run, two hits, one error. They left three. As we said, 1 hour and 36 minutes of game time in front of a crowd of 1,239 here for today's doubleheader. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Sunday, Jupiter beat Palm Beach 7-4. Clearwater over Dunedin 5-3. Bradenton a 7-6 victory over Lakeland. And Tampa and Fort Myers were postponed today due to wet grounds at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Sunday. Reds double up the Rays 10-5 to sweep that series. Nick Lodolo, his second major league win. Triple-A Louisville a 5-4 victory over the St. Paul Saints. Twins affiliate, Double-A Chattanooga hangs on. They knock off the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels Farm Club 3-1, and High A Dayton falling at home this afternoon to the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate, 4-1. As for Major League Baseball on this Sunday, Orioles complete a sweep of the Angels. They win 9-5 in Baltimore. Braves walk off the Nationals in 12-4-2-3. It was the Marlins outlasting the Mets in 10-2-0. Royals a 5-1 winner over the Guardians. White Sox double up the Tigers 4-2. Pirates win on the road in Milwaukee 8-6. Cardinals a 1-run 4-3 victory over the Phillies. Twins a 1-run triumph 6-5 over the Twins. Or Twins a 6-5 triumph over the Rangers, excuse me. Astros beat the A's 6-1. It was the Rockies 3 and the Diamondbacks 2. Dodgers win a slugfest against the Cubs 11-9. Giants blank the Padres 12-0 in San Diego. Mariners knock off the Blue Jays 6-5, and they are headed to the bottom of the third in Boston on Sunday Night Baseball. Yankees a 6-2 lead on the Red Sox. Giancarlo Stanton, a two-run homer, is 22nd. Matt Carpenter, a two-run blast, his 10th. Franchi Cordero, a two-run homer for Boston, is 4th. Jameson Taillon for the Yankees against Nick Pivetta for Boston. Following the league-wide off day tomorrow, the Tortugas will pack up and hit the road for Tampa and their first trip to take on the Tarpons since the 2019 season. Neither team has announced probable starters for that contest. A look back to Wednesday. Petty started that game on Monday for Daytona, so would not be shocked to see Javi Rivera or Julian Aguiar make the start in the opening game of that series against Tampa on Tuesday, but we'll wait for official word. Stay tuned to the Tortugas' social media channels and website for all the information regarding probable pitchers in that series against the Tarpons. We'll get underway on Tuesday night at 6:30. First pitch at that 6:30 marker, 6:15. We'll hit the airwaves with the pregame show leading up to that 6:30 first pitch from George M. Steinbrenner Field. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Mets and Tortugas split the doubleheader. Daytona takes game 1-0. Mets take the nightcap 2-1. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Roxink. So long from Daytona Beach. Tortugas and Mets split the twin bill. Daytona takes game 1-0. The Mets the finale 2-1. For everyone here in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Happy birthday, Mom. I'll give you a call in a couple of minutes. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll talk to you on Tuesday in Tampa.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.